Hello and welcome, all glory to God, for He is good, His love endures forever, and we're so glad to be able to hear the Word of God each and every day. Welcome to Daily Jesus Time with Pastor Josh Pan, and Pastor Pan loves you so, so much, and Jesus loves you even more. So all glory to God, I am so glad that we have a new morning, and every morning it's new, every morning. It's a great time to worship the Lord and to reflect on our life and to build our life upon God's firm foundation. And so let's give our hearts to the Lord each and every day and reflect on it. And happy Saturday. Right now it is August 10th and we're just so glad to be able to see the Lord work through our lives. Through our church, through our family, how God is working and not giving up on us. And so we're so glad and we're able to be joined with a special guest today, Baby Noah. Baby Noah is with us and he is walking with us in Christ and just wanting to hear the Word of God, to be filled with God's Word. And just like that, he's going to grow up to be a mighty man of God. And we pray in the name of Jesus for God's grace and God's mercy on each and every one of you guys. So I love you guys, Anthony. Yes, Irvine. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hello, everyone. And today we're going to be looking into a title called Until All is Fulfilled. And it's in 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 10 to 26. And this is talking about after the reign of King Hezekiah came Manasseh and a man named Amon. And they were both evil kings in the eyes of God. And they followed in the ways of evil. And they did not walk in the ways of God. And they fell short, showing how imperfect people are. But then we know that down their generation comes a perfect king. And that is King Jesus. Jesus, who comes to save you. Jesus, who comes to cover you with His blood. Jesus, who comes to show you what true love is like. That is Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Jesus, who comes through and fights for you and cares for you. And the Jesus that we love. Because without Him, we would not be here. Without Him, we would be lost. Without Him, we would be going through even harder things. But you see, he's not away. He's here for you. He's not against you. He's here to fight for you, to be with you as you go through storms of life. And he's with you to the very end. So listen so closely to the Word of God. And we're going to be able to read into exactly what he's talking about. Some reflections, some lessons, a lot of golden nuggets that you're able to get out of this live stream, this podcast. And we give thanks to God for it all. So you're going to want to listen to the very end. Because God is good. This is a baby boy. Baby boy. Right now. He's able to give glory to God. And he's looking to look for food. So we're going to feed him some food as well. Is he hungry? Yes, he latched on right away. All glory to God. 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 10. It says, the Lord said through his servant, the prophet, to Manasseh, Manasseh, king of Judah, has committed these detestable sins, and he has done more evil than the Amorites who preceded him and has led Judah into sins with his idols. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I'm going to bring such disaster on Jerusalem and Judah that the ears of everyone who hears it will tinger. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line used against Samaria and the plumb line used against the house of Ahab. And he wiped out Jerusalem as one wipes a dishes and wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and hand them down into the hand of the enemy. And they will be looted, plundered by all their enemies. and the evil that they done in my eyes and aroused my anger from the day their ancestors have come out of Egypt until this day. And then, moreover, Manasseh has shed so much innocent blood that he filled Jerusalem from end to end, beside the sin that he had caused Judah to commit, so that they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And as for all the other events of Manasseh's reign, as all he did, including the sins he committed, are they not written in the book of annals of the kings of Judah, in the book of Chronicles? And Manasseh, he rested with his father and was buried in his palace garden, in the garden of Uzzah. And Amon, his son, succeeded him as king. And Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 2 years. And his mother's name was Meshulamath, daughter of Heruz. She was from Jotbah. And he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as his father Manasseh has done. And he walked in the ways of his father. He worshipped the idols his father has worshipped. He bowed down to them, and he forsook the Lord and God of his ancestors, and did not walk in obedience to him. And Amon's official conspired against him, assassinated the king in his palace, and then the people of the land killed all those who plotted against King Amon, and they made Josiah, his king, his son, king in his place. Now Josiah is a good king. That's the good news. And as for all the other events of Amon's reign and what he did, are they not written in the book of annals in the kings of Judah? And he was buried in his grave in the garden of Uzzah. And Josiah, his son, succeeded him as king. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you that you're able to equip us with your word each and every day. For your word of God, your word is alive and powerful. It is authoritative. It is so wonderful. It is so amazing. And it is able to transform our lives. And that we're able to learn and depend on you and learn about you and to walk in your ways. Thank you for your warnings. And thank you that you are here building your life, your kingdom upon your ways, so that we can build our life upon your firm foundation. And so, Lord God, we pray that the Holy Spirit would move in this live stream through the words that we learn and hear. It would glorify you and honor you and glorify you everywhere we're from Arizona, Oklahoma, from Texas, from UK, from United States of America. Lord God, we come to you with a heart that is so hungry to know more about you. So Father God, bless each and every one of the people, the watchers here, the viewers here with me as we do this daily devotion. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Wow, we can see here in 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 10 to 26, how Manasseh did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And God was not pleased with him. How he fell short. When Hezekiah, his father, was a righteous king, he did not follow in his ways. Instead, he walked astray, followed in the ways of his grandfather. And he was a stumbling block. He led people astray, the people of Judah, by not listening to the word of the Lord, not reading the word of the Lord. And they did even more evil in the eyes of the Lord than all the other nations that preceded them. And then his judgment pronounced by God was that God warned the people through the prophets about following Manasseh, about his detestable sins, about his wickedness, his idolatry. And God was going to bring disaster upon the people of Judah, a disaster that would shock people and make their ears tingle. That means they would just not listen to the word of God, that they will refuse to listen to the warnings that God has given them. And it would tingle their ears, and they would just refuse to listen and just ignore it. And God was going to use his measuring, his thumb line, his plumb line of judgment, of totally wiping them out. Now, a problem in this day and age is that a lot of people hear the word of the Lord, but they refuse to listen to him. They refuse to walk in his ways in obedience to his commandments. And that's why we can see that there's so much corruption in the world, so much brokenness, so much darkness in the world. We can see people mocking God and just turning away from Him and worshiping their own selves, worshiping the world, worshiping the idols, the money, and materialistic things. And so it's not uncommon, and it is a dangerous thing. And God, He was using His measuring line of judgment, just like for Samaria, which was northern kingdom of Israel, just like Ahab's dynasty, just like a person wipes all the dirt from a dish. He's cleansing the land. He's healing the land. And sometimes He's gotta use judgment in order to make the consequence, the penalty, so strong that people open their eyes and actually see that they need the Lord. They need a Savior. They need Jesus. Wow. Our eyes are opened. We know that we need the one true God in our life. We need to follow after Him. Through our addictions, through our pain, through our suffering, we recognize how small, how tiny, how powerless we are. But we know that we have a God who is stronger, who is able, who is mighty to save, and who loves each and every one of you. So we praise the Lord for that. So may the Lord God, your will be done in our life. May you increase, and may we continue walking in your ways strong, stronger and stronger, faithfully to the very end of our life, and urgently say yes to Jesus forever, and leading others to say yes to Jesus forever. And so God, He was going to reject the wicked Judah and the last remnant, the survivors of His inheritance, to be handed over as plunderers to the enemies because of their unbelief and wicked and evil, them being committed to false gods and not being committed to the God who rescued them and delivered them from evil, from the enemies, from bondage of slavery in Egypt. Because Manasseh has shed so much innocent blood, and Manasseh led the people so far astray, and the people did so much evil in the eyes of the Lord that they had no way out. And His achievements were written in the book of Chronicles, and His burial was in the palace garden of Uzzah, and His successor was His son, Amon. And we get to see Amon and how Amon followed in his father's footsteps of evil. Hezekiah did not follow in his footsteps of father's footsteps of righteousness. And we can see how we are not tied down to our father's footsteps. But if your father or your mother, your parent, is walking in the ways of the Lord, then you absolutely must walk in righteousness, must walk in Jesus Christ, must walk upon the foundation of God, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No matter what you're going through, you need to turn to Jesus. No matter how hard it is, whether it's a death in the family, then you need to turn to Him, because Jesus is the only one that can set you free. And considering the long and evil reign of Manasseh of 55 years, his son Amon stood a little chance of escaping the wicked environment and lifestyle in which he was reared and in which he was raised in. And growing up as a child, and then through manhood, being 22 years old, he took on kingship, and the pleasures of sin undoubtedly flourished all around him. In all probability, he never knew any other lifestyle. Thus, when Amon took the throne, he simply continued on with the wickedness, with the evil policies established by his father. And note this outline about Amon in verse 19 to 26. We can see how the evil reign of Amon happened, the evil example of parents, how his age was 22 years, and he only lived, or he reigned in palace for 2 years. And then his evil reign, lived a wicked life, and walked in the ways of evil of his father, and worshipped false gods as his father has done. It was like a generational curse was happening. How they continued following the ways of evil. And he forsook the Lord. And he refused to follow the ways of the Lord. And so his assassination was a plot carried out by his own officials in the palace. How corrupted they were. And the assassinations were caught and executed by a popular uprising of the people. And the people made his son Josiah king. And his achievement and summary of life is written in the history of Judah, the king of Judah, the book of Chronicles, which comes after 1 and 2 Kings. And his burial was in the garden of Uzzah. And his successor was Josiah the king. So what can you learn from this? You can learn about how God's faithfulness cannot be canceled. God's faithfulness continues on forever and ever. In 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 10 to 18, you want to listen so carefully to how God's faithfulness cannot be deleted, eliminated, or eradicated. God's faithfulness carries on forever throughout ages. He was faithful yesterday, faithful today, and he's faithful forever. And that's why we walk in his ways, because we serve a faithful God. We serve a God who never lets us down. We serve a God who is faithful to the very end. And that's why we can give praise to him in all that we do, all that we say, all that we choose in our life. And so Manasseh, he leaves behind a devastation for his country. One man's terrible leadership leads to an entire nation, life of idolatry, life of bloodshed, life of brokenness, life of unrighteous and evil in the eyes of the Lord. One man led the country astray. And yet, there is still hope for Judah. This account speaks not only for Manasseh's evil, but also the Lord's steadfastness through many generations of his people's rebellion. Though he must discipline Judah, his anger will not last forever. Judah's royal lineage continues, the royal lineage which becomes the seed of the ultimate king, which is Jesus Christ himself. You see, Manasseh, Amon, they're both great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers, or even higher, great-grandfathers, 600 years before Jesus came. They were reigning. They were evil. Yet, King Jesus came down this line. And King Jesus came to save us from our sin and to bring the perfect kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, the life of everlasting life and hope for each one of you guys. His anger will not last forever, and Judah's royal lineage continues. The line of David, the line of King Solomon, the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it continues to the very end to King Jesus, so that we may experience his promise and his love. You see, the Lord's faithfulness of Judah will continue whether the king is evil or good. That God's promise of eternal king would come from the line of Judah and would break the cycle of sin once and for all. And this king is Jesus Christ himself. He is the perfect leadership which comes to save many from death and lead them to true worship. He's the true king who comes to save you from your sin, from the bondage of the world, from the bondage of the lustful desires that the flesh has. He's come to set you free. And that's why we can see how God's faithfulness cannot be deleted, cannot be canceled, cannot be destroyed. The devil may have tried to destroy it, just like he tried to destroy the family of David, the Davidic line of David. And Joash, he was the last remaining descendant, yet God preserved him. And God protected him in the temple. And eventually now we see Manasseh. And we see Amon reigning and doing evil in the eyes of God. But God's promises last to the very end. That he continues blessing and teaching each one of us. And saying, now you are part of the kingdom of God. Because you follow him. And because you love him. And because you walk in his ways. And trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your soul and everything that you got. You trust in him and walk in his ways. and you love Him with everything that you have, your mind, your spirit, your body, your time, your talent, your treasure. You're following Jesus who never let you down. You're following Jesus who gave you the gift of salvation, of eternal life, instead of eternal damnation, instead of eternal separation from God, eternal death. We are not afraid of death because Jesus has defeated death. We know that death is the beginning of eternal life. Death is the beginning of eternal presence of the Lord our God. Death is the beginning of our life in heaven with Him, where there's no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness and disease, where there's perfection. And that's why we worship the Lord our God, who never lets us down, who never fails us, who's faithful to the very end. He's faithful in the past, in the presence, and He's faithful forevermore, and we never want to forget that. And that's why we are strong in Him, and we know that the Lord our God builds such a great and strong foundation that we can stand on and that we can walk upon. His truth is the way that we walk upon, because His truth is the thing that set us free, and His truth is the thing that sets you free from the bondage of the sin of the world, and that you can live a life that is well worth it, that is righteous, that is holy, that is sanctified in Christ and approved by Him because of Jesus' finished work, His good works that He's done for us. Finished work on that cross, by dying on the cross for you and me, being a living sacrifice, being the Lamb of God, covering you with His blood so that you may be made righteous. Your sins are washed away and no longer hold you down. You no longer have to live in sin, live in wickedness, live in the ways of the world. You can live in His promise. You can live in His supernatural provision and protection and His love. You can live in His righteousness. And so that's why we can recognize Jesus as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. How His perfect leadership continues to this very day to save so many other people, you and I, from death, from sin, and leading us to true worship of the one true God. Amen. Praise the Lord, for He is good, and He never lets us down. Praise the Lord, for He gives us everything that we need in order to carry on, to build our life upon His firm foundation, and to live our life upon His love. Amen. And that's why we want to give thanks to the Lord each and every day and just build our life upon His firm foundation. We need to walk in the ways of the Lord and just recognize His faithfulness cannot be canceled, and that we can put our hope in the Lord, our faith in the Lord, and to walk in His ways because of how great, how awesome, how brilliant He is. This Lord our God, He fights for us. He cares for each one of you guys. And He's the one that's finished the good work. He said on that cross, "It is finished. It is finished." You see, what is finished? It is finished that you now can receive the Word of God. And you can be a part of His royal priesthood. Holy nation, that you are more than conquerors in this earth because you walk with Christ. And when you're in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. You no longer are held down by your sin, by your regret, by your past. You no longer have to pay for the sin because of what Jesus has done. He paid for your sin already. Praise the Lord, for He is amazing. He is powerful. He is strong. He is mighty to save. And He's the Savior of our life that we need each and every day. And so every day we will be continuing to sanctify our life in Him. That means to walk in His ways, to strive, to seek first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness will be added unto you. You see, when we walk in the Word, in the ways of the Lord, then we will be blessed. We will be blessed in the city. When you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow in all His commands, He will give you today and each and every day The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all the blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord. And you will be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the country, and the fruit of the womb, your wombs, will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock will be blessed. The calves that you breed or you herd will be blessed. The lambs will be blessed, and your baskets and your kneading will be blessed, and you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant the enemies who rise up against you, they will be defeated against you. The enemy will not stand against you, because if God is for you, then who can be against you? They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you from seven directions. And then the Lord will be a blessing on your barns, on the storehouse, and everything that you put your hand to, you will be blessed. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that he has given you, bless you in the work that he gives you, bless you in the family that he gives you. The Lord will establish you in his as his holy people, as his royal priesthood, as ambassadors of God, as he promised to you in oath, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him. And all the people on the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, and the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground. The Lord will bless you in the land that he swore to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. He will give you the land. He will give you everything that you need. You see, Jesus, God, created the heavens and the earth. He said in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, that earth is mine. It is his to give. He says in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, that this gold and silver are mine. He says, don't you know that the cattle on a thousand hills is mine? It is his to give. And the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, and to send rain to your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you will lend to many nations, but borrow from none. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And if you pay attention to the commandments of the Lord obediently, then I will give you to this day, and you carefully follow them each and every day, you will be blessed at the top. You will be at the top and never the bottom. Do not turn aside any of the commandments that God gives you today, to the right, to the left, following other gods and serving them. Walk in the ways of the Lord, and he will bless you in the field, bless you in the city, bless you in the country, bless you wherever you go, wherever you step. God is faithful, and his faithfulness cannot be canceled, in the name of Jesus. Now, if you're impressed with that, I just read Deuteronomy chapter 28. And the word of God is so alive and powerful. It is his blessings when you walk in obedience to him. It is blessings when you build your life upon his firm foundation. It is his blessings that you can put your hope upon, and his blessings which set you free, truly free indeed. Amen. And so the next reflection is from 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 19 to 26. And we see King Amon, how he walked in the ways of evil, how he walked in the ways of disobedience, in the ways of his father, in wickedness, and how he sinned greatly against God. But then we can see that there's still hoping, still hope in the Lord, still hope in our Messiah, in our God, in our King, in our Lord. It seemed like Judah had run out of good kings, and Amon's evil reign only lasts for 2 years. His father's last for 5 years, but his last for only 2 years. And before he was assassinated, before he was taken down in a political coup. And then interestingly, the people of the land punished the plotters and put Amon's son on the throne. And people still advocated for the king from the Davidic line, from King David, from King Solomon, the promise that God has preserved. David's line was put on the throne, and their actions display their hope in the ultimate king who was promised to the line of David, through the line of David, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. And so, when we're feeling lost, when we're feeling pain and feeling like there's no hope, we need to place our hope in times of desperation, hardship, and uncertainty in the one true God, Jesus Christ Himself. He is returning one day. He came and died on the cross for each one of us, and He is the one that we follow, the one that we hold on to. We hold on to the promises of our God, that He works all things for the good of those who love Him, who walk in His ways, who are obedient to Him. He blesses each one of you, and so that you can say, I am blessed and highly favored. I have no doubt that my God is working in the background, whether I see it, whether I don't feel it, whether I know it. I know that my God is working. I know my God is mighty to save. I know my God is a God who loves and cares for each and every one of you and cares for me as well. I know He's come through when I am going through difficulties and hardships, when there's depression and anxiety, when there's suffering of sin and shame, when there's regret, when there's just addiction that's just too big, of drinking, of substances, of gaming, of wasting our life away. There is hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And God, He works all things for His good, and He wastes nothing, and everything He allows has a purpose. And so hold firm to the Lord, firm to Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Read the Word of God each and every day. Discover for yourself how good, how awesome, how wonderful He is. And know about His promises. Know about the blessings He has for each one of you guys. As we say, we are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed wherever we go, blessed coming in, blessed coming out, blessed in our production, blessed wherever our hands lay. We are blessed because God is the one that blesses you when you walk in His ways, when you're obedient to His promises, when you are obedient to His commands, when you are walking and faithfully each and every day and putting your hope in Jesus Christ instead of putting your hope in the world, putting your hope in the materialistic things. These things of the world, they're all temporary. They're all fading. They're all going away one day. But the things of God is eternal. It is something that is so great, that eternal life is something that we have in our life, that security, that stability in our life, in Christ, because of His promises. And because God so loved the world that He sent His one and only begotten Son, whoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life, shall not die, shall not have eternal separation from Him, but have everlasting life. Everlasting peace, eternal joy in our life. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, and He is our strength. And when you live in Christ Jesus, you don't turn away from Him. In every season, you go from Jesus to Jesus. You go from victory to victory. You go from breakthrough to breakthrough. You go from glory to glory. You go from strength to strength, life to life, peace to peace. You go from His glory. You don't go into shame or regret. No, you are victorious in Christ. And you carry the baton here in this generation about how good, how amazing our God is. You carry it into your family, into your own life, into your community, into your churches, into your schools, into your country. We need to bring Jesus back into our life. In everything that we do, everything that we say, we want it to be glorifying to Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, who is an ultimate King, who saves us from uncertainty, who saves us from the pain and suffering of eternity. You gotta sow into the Spirit, not sow into the flesh. Because when you sow into the flesh, then that will result into eternal corruption, ruin, destruction. But if you sow into the Spirit of God, into a relationship with your Heavenly Father, then you will reap eternal life. And we have to have this eternal perspective in our life, because too many people are too short-sighted. Too many people are just living day by day and not living in the line, in the eternal perspective. We need to know that there is life after this life. There's second death. And that life, after death, is the life in Christ. The life that God wants to have a relationship with you. And that's why the Father, we ask, His will be done in our life. We say, not my will, but yours be done. May you increase and I decrease. We come to Him humbly and saying, your ways are higher than my ways. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Your plans are higher than my plans. So Lord, be my hand, be my feet. Speak through me and allow me to be your ambassador. Allow me to be your servant. Allow me to be a part of your mission, to be a part of your story, to be a part of glorifying you in my life each and every day. May I be the light for you, God. Just like you said, you are the light of the world, and the light on a hill cannot be hidden. You are the salt of the earth, and what good is a salt if it loses its flavor, if it loses its work, if it loses its purpose? What good is salt? Salt is no good but to be thrown out and trampled upon. But God has given you a life of hope. God has given you the life of purpose and meaning, that you are the salt of the earth. And just like salt preserves meat, it also preserves the earth. And we need the Lord our God in our life. We need to be here to preserve earth, to preserve the things of earth, so that people may have time to turn back to Him, to turn to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We need to preserve it as a church, as a community, as a fellowship. We preserve the earth. And when Jesus returns one day, the earth, the believers on the earth, the salt of the earth, will rapture, will go up to be with Him one day, and we will be united with Jesus. And when we're united with Jesus and all the salt of the earth is taken away, where's the thing that's going to preserve the earth? God said that the heaven and the earth will one day be destroyed by fire, one day be eradicated. All the things that you see is temporary, but God, He is eternal. And God, He's the one that we want, the one that we long for, to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And so there is hope, ladies and gentlemen, as you are alive, hope to put your faith in Jesus, hope to walk in His ways, hope of eternal life. Do not give up. Do not give up, because we know that God has never let us down, and that God has saved you from your sin, from your mistake. He has saved you and set you free in the name of Jesus. You see, we all falling short of the glory of God. We all deserve the punishment of sin, the penalty of sin, for the wages of sin is death. But God, He gave you a gift of eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He sent His one and only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And all you gotta do is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. With your mouth, confess that He is your King, He is your Lord, and commit to Him 100% all the days of your life, and say yes to Jesus forever. And then confess and believe that God has raised Him from the dead. God has, by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, allowed Him to raise from the dead, defeating sin, defeating death, overcoming the world, overcoming the grave. This is our Lord, this is our God, who sets us free from the bondage of sin and death. Amen. Praise the Lord, for He is good. So He is so great. And as we look into 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 10 to 26, we're going to see how these evil king came short. We're going to focus on Amon today, seeing that he assumed the throne at age 22. He only ruled for 2 years. Just as his father's wickedness had overshadowed Amon's life, so that 55 years of rule, his father's work is brief, remained for 2 years. He only did evil for 2 years. And Amon was a wicked king, and he did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And seldom has a son stood so little opportunity to succeed before the Lord in public as he did. Amon's mother was Meshulameth, and his father was Haruz, and both names seem to be Arabian origin. which means that Aemon was most likely reared by a pagan, unbelieving mother and wicked father. And Aemon lived a wicked life just as his father did. And scripture says that he did evil just like his father, walking in the ways, evil ways of Manasseh, and that he continued in evil lifestyle and policies of his father, even worshipping the false gods that his father and has worshipped, false idols, materialistic things, the stones, the wood carved out. Aemon completely forsook the Lord, abandoned the Lord, and said no to the Lord. And we need to check our hearts and not to be like Aemon. We need to remain faithful and walking in his ways. Because if we walk in our own ways, then we will be lost. Then we will be just like Aemon, chasing the things of the world, indulging in sin in the flesh. But we are not like Aemon. No, we're here to walk in the ways of the Lord, to hear the truth, to hear the word of the Lord, to be rebuked, to be transformed, to become more like Jesus, to live according to his righteousness, according to his promises, according to his command. Aemon completely forsook the Lord, the God of his fathers, and refused to walk in his righteous ways. And within 24 months of being crowned king, even before he had time to consolidate his power, Aemon was assassinated by his own royal officials. Just whose these officials, they're not recorded, but note what happened to these assassinations. There was a popular uprising against the assassination, and they were executed by the people of the land. And the people then set Aemon's son, Josiah, who was actually a good king, and we get to learn about him tomorrow, upon the throne. Josiah is one of four good kings. It was Josiah, Jehoshaphat, King Hezekiah, and one more king who was righteous in the eyes of the Lord, who walked in the ways of God. Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, Josiah, and the first one is, my mind. Okay, if I remember, I'll let you know. And at this time, Judah was a vassal state under the control of the Assyrians. Because of the wicked reigns of Manasseh and Aemon, it is conceivable that a priestly party assassinated Aemon with the hope that they would place a righteous ruler upon the throne. If this were the case, then perhaps the popular uprising against the assassins was provoked by a Assyrian party who wanted to make sure that the Assyrian supporter took the throne. And Aemon's achievements and summary of life was recorded in the Book of Chronicles. And after his assassination, he was buried in the garden of Uzzah, the same garden as his father Manasseh had been buried. And he was succeeded by Josiah, his son Josiah. And so what can you learn from this? You look and see that tragically, Aemon followed in the evil ways and evil examples of his parents. But remember this fact, whereas his father Manasseh had the example of godly parents of Hezekiah, a godly grandparent, Aemon only had evil example of Manasseh. And nevertheless, Aemon stood guilty for his own wicked behavior. He did not repent. He did not give Yahweh a try, El Shaddai a try. He didn't give Jehovah Jireh, the one that saved them out of the bondage of Egypt, bondage of the superpower of that time, bondage of Assyria, the one that saved them and rescued them continually over and over again. He did not walk in the ways of his forefathers, of Jacob, Isaac, Abraham. He didn't walk in the ways. Instead, he walked in the ways of man, in the ways of his evil parent. And so it is with you. It is related to you. If you follow in the ways of evil examples of your parents or of anyone else, the blame lies with you. You will receive the consequence, the punishment for walking in the ways of the world instead of being obedient to the one true God. The blame lies with you. You have to take ownership of it, responsibility of it today. You cannot be blaming other people. You cannot be blaming your parents or people around you. You cannot be blaming your teachers or the government or the systems. You cannot be blaming your community or someone else. You cannot blame anyone, but you are responsible for your own faith in Christ. You have to take ownership of that yourself. You have to be committed and disciplined yourself to the one true God, and you cannot blame anyone else. The mistakes, the problems, the situations that you got yourself into. You cannot play the victim card and say, I was born into it. Maybe you were, but still, when you take ownership and say, you know, I was born into it, and I'm going to be responsible, and I'm going to change my situation. I'm going to change my heart. I'm going to walk in the ways of the Lord instead of walking in the ways of man. I'm not going to walk in chasing the things of the world, but chase God. Because when I walk in the ways of God, then surely goodness and mercy will surely chase after you. His goodness and His mercy chases after you, which is so, so good. And we praise God for that. And so the blame lies with you. You have to take ownership and responsibility of your own behavior, your own attitude, your own practices. You have to take ownership of it and follow in the ways of God instead of the ways of evil people, evil examples of others. Committing wickedness. We are the ones who are choosing to making the decision and walking in their footsteps. Now the baby is taking a lot of joy in kicking this table. He's taking a lot of joy in and using his feet to kick the table. And that's why you guys fell over. I'm so sorry. But all glory to God that we are still alive in Him. And that we don't have to follow in the examples of wickedness. And that we can be committed to following the one true God. In choosing Him. To walking in God's footsteps instead of the footsteps of the world. And consequently, if we personally stand guilty and condemned before God, if we walk in the ways of evil, of ignorance, of rejecting His word. So, listen so carefully to what the word of God says about following evil examples of parents or anyone else. Listen, let the word of God speak for Himself. And yes, God bless His sneezes. All glory to God. Amen. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 11, says, but now I have written unto you, not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, covetous, idolater, railer, drunkard, or extortioner, with such as no one is to be associated to be with. You guys are not to be associated with the people who are walking in the ways of the world. You're to be associated with other believers in Christ. By going to church, finding other brothers and sisters in Christ who can walk with you, who can build your life and sharpen you, just like iron sharpens iron, so does one person sharpen another. Be sharpened, be equipped with the Word of God. My goal is to add value to you. We know the Word of God is powerful, it's alive, it is sweet like honey, it is rich like gold and silver. May these words be blessed in you, in your life, transform you, and allow you to have clarity in your life, allow you to experience God Himself. May this word allow you to build your life upon the firm foundation of God, not the foundation of the world. Amen. Exodus chapter 23, verse 2, that you shall not follow the masses in doing evil, nor shall you testify in dispute, so as to turn aside after a multitude in order to pervert justice. You are not to walk in the ways of the world, not to walk in the ways of evil, not to walk in the ways of masses. Everyone may be doing evil, everyone may be doing the things of the world and doing the things of their flesh, but that does not make things right. True wrongs does not make it right. You must only follow in the ways of Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is the only way, the only answer to all things in our life. And that's why we follow in Christ Jesus. And we are made alive in Him. And we are walking upon His firm foundation, His truth that sets us free in the name of Jesus. We are not to be perverting justice. We are not to be walking in the ways of our selfish desires, but instead in the ways of God Himself. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 30 says, "And take heed to thyself, and you are not to be ensnared, not to be trapped by following them." You have to be alert. You have to be aware. You have to stand guard and guard your hearts against the ways of man, the ways of the world. And then guard your hearts so that you follow in the ways of God all the days of your life. And after they are destroyed before you, that you are not to inquire after those gods, those idols, those false worship, saying, "How do these nations serve their gods? And that I may do so likewise." Instead, you have to walk in the ways of God. You don't go looking, "Oh, how can I serve this idol? How do I serve the goddess Zeus or Athens or any other gods, false gods?" You're not to go seek that them to see, "Oh, how can I worship the god of the moon, of the stars? The goddess of the moon or something." Don't go looking to worship other things or materialistic things. Go seeking God's kingdom, seeking God's face, and seeking His righteousness, and He will add all things unto you. You seek God first, and only God. You set your eyes on things above and not on earthly things. That means you set your eyes on Jesus, on God. You look for Jesus each and every day. You say, "Oh Lord, thank you for your creation. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh Lord, thank you for new life. You are the creator of life. You're the giver of life. And you are the resurrection and the life. And you have come to give us life and life abundant and life to the fullest." This is our God who blesses us. He is a God who blesses each one of you. Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "Oh, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the unwise, ungodly, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scoffers, of the scornful." You are blessed in the city, blessed in the nation, blessed in the field. You're blessed wherever you go when you walk in the ways of God. Everything you put your hand to is blessed. You are blessed because we know that God Almighty is with us everywhere we go. We praise the Lord for blessing us. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14. It says that to enter not into the path of wickedness, nor go in the ways of evil men. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 says, "And I said to the children of the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your father, or keep the ordinance, or defile yourself with the other gods, with the idols, with the false worship. Instead, walk in the ways of the Lord in everything that He commands you. It is good. God wants good things for you. He is your Heavenly Father. He's your Lord, your Savior. He sent Jesus to lay down His life for you. And there's no greater love than this, but one to lay down their life for another. And that is exactly what Jesus Christ did for us. He laid down His life for you. He laid down His divinity. He laid down His glory. He laid down His power in heaven and came down from heaven to earth so that you may go from earth to heaven when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. When you admit that you are powerless to sin and that wall, that barrier is too big for you. You cannot get to God. But He made a way for you so that you may enter into His presence, into His kingdom, into His love. He made a way for you so that you can see Him each and every day and have a life of purpose, a meaning, a life that is not empty, but filled, that's overflowing with His peace, with His love, overflowing just like a river flows through the stream. The stream is rushing through you, that it's overflowing. Your cup is overflowing. It's not half full. It's not just full, but it is overflowing. This is our God. And He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you, chase after you all the days of your life, and you will be blessed wherever you go, blessed in the city, blessed in the field." And I love that. I love that. Deuteronomy chapter 28 talks about how you are blessed in Jesus Christ, how you can walk in His ways when you obediently follow Him and follow His commands carefully. He will give you today and every day and set you high above the nations of the earth. He will bless, and his blessings will come upon you and accompany you as you obey the Lord. Obedience is crucial, and you will be blessed in the city, blessed in the country, and everything that's around you. You will be blessed when you go in and blessed when you go out. You are blessed. Receive this blessing. Receive the impartation of the Lord our God to me, to you, and he will grant you everything that you need. The enemies who rise up against you, they will flee in 7 different directions. And they will flee. They will be afraid. The enemy has no hold on you. If God is for you, who can be against you? That devil flees from you when you have Jesus on your side. He runs away. The demons shudder at his name. And so you don't have to be afraid. Instead, you walk in the ways of the Lord our God. And he will establish you. For you are a holy nation. You are his people. And you are part of his royal priesthood. Amen. Glory to God. And he will open the heavens and the storehouse of his bounty. And he will send rain to every season so that you will never lack. This is our God. So good. So amazing. So do not turn away from any of his commandments that he gives you today, both to the left, to the right. Don't serve any other God, but our one true God himself. Serve him. Love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love God with all that you got, and you will be blessed everywhere you go. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. And so let's pray. Let's accept Jesus into our hearts each new day. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for all your blessings, for your mercy, for your grace. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who saves us, who gave us eternal life. Through him, he's the way, the truth, and life. He is the one that did and finished the good works. And the work is finished on that cross. The work is finished so that we can be set free, so that we can walk in your ways, so that we can be called your sons and daughters, so that we can call you our Heavenly Father, so that we can be in your kingdom, to be in your presence, to be in your love, in your commands, your blessings, in your promise. Lord, it's so, so good. So Lord, we confess that we need a Savior. We're so broken. We're so lost without you. We're nothing without you. But you are the one that fills us up. And you are the Savior that sets us free. And you give us the truth. You give us the way. You give us the blueprint. You give us the game plan. And Lord, let us walk upon your game plan, your way. Because there is no other way but through Jesus Christ, in which we long to live. And so, Father God, I pray that you would continue walking with everyone here under the sound of my voice. Bring supernatural healing, protection, provision into their life. Allow them to glorify you in the field, in the city, in their work, in their house, in their school, in their community, in their home, in their own life, in their bedroom, everywhere they're at. Lord God, I pray that you would allow them to stay strong in you. And we know we're going to bring Jesus back into our country, into a revival, into our city here in the Bay Area. We're calling for your revival, for your mercies on you every morning. And you have mercy upon this country. Have mercy upon our state, on our city. Have mercy upon our life, for you are good. Lord, I thank you for your promises. And we pray for your wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment in our life each and every day. And we long for more of you. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone says, amen. Amen. I'm going to read some comments. And I'm going to give all glory to God. Lulu, amen. Betty Jean, amen. Oliver, Mama Bear, amen. God bless you. Luna, Oliver, Dean, amen. God is good. Praise the Lord. Oh, amen. Tasha, Luna, JJ, Miss JJ, Linda, Natalia, Natalie, Blue Lion, Slow and Steady. Thanks for the follow. Thanks for the sub. Thanks for the likes. It really helps the channel. Thank you for being part of this story. And we know that we can give him all glory, all honor, and all praise. Amen. You are blessed and you are loved. We thank you for 70 people on TikTok. Thank you for joining the team and being part of this journey. Thank you for letting me speak into your life and letting God speak into your life. because we know the Word of God is alive and powerful. The Word of God is good, and the Word of God is the thing that set us free. Amen. So I'm going to answer four questions, but as I continue reading your comments, we praise God, for He is good. We say, God bless you. Amen. Amen. B. Yes, yes. We hear you. Bisbee. Hello. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hello, Brother James. Amen. He is good. Amen. Amen. Chen Wei. Good to see you. Good to see you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. Okay. God is good. Amen. Bree, thank you so much for the lights. I love those lights, and it is my favorite thing. And so, all glory to God, for He is good, and He loves each one of you guys. Amen? Woo! Good. God is great. God is good. And God is so amazing. He is our number one. He's the one that we follow. He's the one that we build our life upon. And He's the one that we depend on each and every day. We know that He has good plans for you guys, and that He wants to bless you guys. And so, praise the Lord. Hey, someone said they're from St. Catharines, from Ontario of Canada. Welcome, vegan. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God is so good. Amen. Yeah, the Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is alive. And you start every day with Him, all day with Him. All glory to God. God is most High, Almighty, and we give Him praise. Hello, Scary. Good to see you. Amber. Hello. God bless you. Keys. Amen. God is good. There is only one God, Jesus Christ, who created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're walking in the light of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. T4B1. Okay. God is good. Amen. God bless you. Jeanette, thanks for the follow. Sola, you are a blessing to us, a great vessel. All glory to God. KGF, thanks for the follow. K Markstone, thanks for the follow. All good. Hi, keep safe. God loves you. Amen. Thank you. Nikisha, glory to God. Amen. Yeah, we have Jesus in our life. Rabbani, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You have Jesus Christ, who is with you and always. And your baby is absolutely precious. All glory to God. Amen. He is good. He's good. Faith says, this is my first time on this channel, but can you pray for my friend named Jack? He hurt his hand last year in football and is still bothering him, and he's going off to college soon. Lord God, I pray for Jack as he's going off to college, that you would heal, supernatural healing upon his hand, his arm that hurts, and that you can bring healing, that he would be patient with you, that he would take care of it, that tendons would be glued to tendons, that bone would be put with bone, and all the ligaments and would in the body would be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Kayla said, we'll chase you all the days of your life. Amen. Goodness and mercy, so good. How sweet, how amazing he is. Oh, so happy to hear the word of God. Jay, amen. Hello, Lei. God bless you. Yeah, we can praise God. We have a happy baby, healthy baby. All glory to God. Sean Weber, glory to God. God bless you and your family. T-Bug, thank you so much. Amen. Dashets, hello, Dashay. Amen. Praise the Lord. He loves each one of you guys and cares for you. And he just has so much good plans for you. I still have 4 application questions to read. So let's get to it. Hello, Crystal Fortunes. Amen. God is good. Hester says, God Trump to be president. You can trust him. Well, I would prefer a man who knows about God, who glorifies him, than a man who does not. We need to bring Jesus back into our country. We need to bring Jesus back into our nation, into our family, into our life. We need someone who allowed Jesus to point people to be pointed to Jesus. And so we give him glory. Give God all the glory. But whatever happens, we know God orchestrates for his good. Whatever happens. Amen. Bibzy B says, and you will do amazing things with your channel. I hope and bless, touch the hearts of many people. All glory to God. Amen. He is so good. And so the first question out of four is that God has shown his faithfulness. How has God shown his faithfulness through your hard times of unfaithfulness? You see, when I did not deserve it, when I sinned against him, when I went against him, when I was in isolation, when I was in addiction, God still cared for me. He still protected me. He still gave me a hope. The hope when I was in darkness, in times when I could not get out by myself. God was still faithful to the very end. I just had a bottle. Yeah, thank you. But here. Okay, never mind. Thank you so much. And so, God is faithful. And he's the one that comes through for us when we are rock bottom. It's never the end. He can heal you. He can redeem you. He comes to redeem you, reconcile you, and to bring you into his marvelous light from darkness, to be found, to be set free, to be healed in the name of Jesus. And that's why we hear the word of the Lord, to put our hearts and set it on things above and not on earthly things, to trust in him. God has shown his faithfulness in the past. He's shown his faithfulness yesterday, the day before yesterday. He's came through for us every step of the way. And we can give thanks to him and trust in him today and forevermore. He's faithful forever. And he's a faithful God who never lets us down. And so we're all in to following him. And all in to worshiping him. All in to build our life on him and not on the world. And when you build your life on his cornerstone, on his foundation, and when he's your strong tower, when he's your refuge, when he's your hiding place, then when winds blow, when waves crash over you, when the storms of life happen, when you go through the fire, then you will not be shaken. You will remain firm in his word, in his ways, in his truth. You don't have to be afraid, because when Jesus is with you, then the devil will flee from you. When you call upon the name of Jesus, the demons will shudder at it, and you will be blessed and protected and provided with everything that you need in order to get through each new day. In Jesus' name, amen. Number two, why is God's discipline an expression of his faithfulness? Why is God's discipline an expression of his faithfulness? You see, we need to be disciplined. We need to learn, especially when we are going the wrong way. We need to learn in our life, whether it's failures, we either win or we learn. A lot of people say we win or we lose. No, we win or we learn. We learn every step of the way. What to do in times and situations when it's so hard, when we are so confused, we come before the Lord in humility. And he disciplines us to teach us, to guide us, to give us direction, to prune us so that we may be made whole, so that we may produce fruits of the Spirit, fruits that have everlasting or eternal value. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, God is good. And so I accept any discipline that the Lord has for me, that he has to teach me, show me, lead me. Yeah, God is good. And his discipline is an expression of his faithfulness, of his goodness, of his mercy. His discipline is so, so good. And so we should accept the discipline from God. Just like he disciplines the Israelites, and they turn to him, and they turn to trusting him and walking in his ways, we should accept the discipline that God gives to us, because there is no doubt that he loves you. Why do I discipline you? Why do I rebuke you? Why do I speak into your life? Why do I rebuke and say, no more, you gotta delete the things of flesh. You gotta stop it. You gotta confess with your mouth that you need the Lord and walk in his ways instead of walking in your ways. Our Heavenly Father disciplines us because he loves us. It may not feel good, but he's burning away the unrighteousness. He's burning away the unholiness. He's burning away the addiction. He's burning away those things that are holding you down, that are stealing, killing, and destroy your time, your energy. What is your relationship with Him? And that's why His discipline is an expression of His faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, for He disciplines each one of us. We are His children. So I accept His discipline. It may be hard, but I will accept it with gratitude. In every situation, I will give thanks to God, because there is no one like Him, and we give thanks to Him. Amen. Christ is King says, my name is Robert and I'm from New Zealand. It's so nice to meet you. Glory to God. The spirit is strong, but the flesh is weak. Build up the armor of God. Wear the armor of God. Equip yourself with the armor of God. Amen, Bree. Mona says, amen. Jeanette, amen. PJ, dealing with coworker who tries to keep me from opportunity. Well, yeah, you pray. Pray for him. Pray for yourself. Ask God for the opportunities. God can open the doors of opportunities to you. You don't have to be going through a man to find opportunities. You go to God for opportunities. In Jesus' name, amen. Michael says amen. Clifford, Michael, thanks for the follow. Soy says Los Angeles. Amen. I'm in NorCal. You're in SoCal. Oh, glory to God. Hello, Kenny, my friend. Praise the Lord. Do you think there are North Koreans who believe in Jesus? Yes, I believe so. Yes, I know so. Because I know there's missionaries. I know missionaries in North Korea as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Kick it with Carter. Hi. Amen. Chen Hui. Yeah. I wonder who the first people to be on earth. Who the first people on earth is? Adam and Eve. Adam was created in the image of God. Adam was created by God during the time of creation, and he was created sinless, and God gave him the instruction to cultivate, to work, to build his life upon the firm foundation, a relationship with him, and so he was a personal God. He created all things on the heavens, the earth, the beast of the field, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea. He created all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, all glory to God, our Lord, our loving Heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. And number three, what are some promises of God that you can hold on to in times of uncertainty? Promise of God that He's given you the Holy Spirit. He's given you eternal life. He's given you hope. He's given you more than enough. He's given you more than you can imagine, more than you can ask. This Bible verse is that God can do exceedingly, abundantly above what you can imagine and what you can think of and what you can ask for. And so you just got to trust in Him, walk in His ways, and build your life upon His faithfulness, His love, His joy. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. And so number four. How do you look for His promises in times of need? How do you look for God's promises in times of need? You have to read the Word of God. You have to ask the right questions. You listen to Him. Listen to His promises, to His blessings, to His goodness, to His mercy. Read the Word of God for yourself. Self-study. If you study for yourself the Word of God, you will reap so much. And when you get 1% every day, that 1% will compound. It will eventually become an exponential increase in your life, exponential growth in your life, exponential supernatural growth in your life when you root your life upon God's firm foundation and you draw closer to Him, closer each and every day. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So look to His promises. Look at what He's done, how He's come through for you in the past, how He's faithful to you today and forever. We just remind ourselves and repeat that over and over again so that we can be rooted in Him, in His promises. I'm looking forward to one day when every tongue will confess that He is Lord, our Savior. He is Christ. He is Jesus. He is Messiah. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha, Omega. This is our God. One day every knee will confess, will bow, every tongue will confess. Amen. I'm looking forward to that one day when he returns on chariots with big trumpets, with the army, legions of angels behind him and with him as they come and declare him as Lord. And all believers, you and I, will be united with him one day in heaven. We will build our life, our family, on the solid foundation, the solid rock of Jesus Christ. This is, yes, a two-way conversation with God. Amen. So, we praise God. I see you guys. I see you guys. So a letter to God. Father God, we thank you for your promises are sure. Because you gave us your Son, and we know that all your promises that you gave in your word will one day reach their full fulfillment, and they will be completed. And one day, when we hold fast unto you, we know that we will be in heaven with you, then that we can put our firm foundation, firm trust in you, because you never let us down, because you fight for us, you love us, and that you invite us to a life of goodness, of your mercy, a life of meaning and purpose. Amen. Iraq, thank you. And so, Lord God, we come before you. We humble ourselves before you. Let us not live in pride. Let us not live in our own selfishness. Let us not live in our own desires, but in living in Christ alone, living upon your truth, living just knowing that you designed all things and you created things to serve you, to honor you, glorify you, and give you all praise. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jonathan says, you see me? I would love my answer question. Praise the Lord. Yes. Janae says, you want to invite? Wow, that's great. I know. I invite you guys to type because I know that you guys can reap the best if I can just teach you and speak to you guys. Because if someone else just yaps and rants and is not productive, then that's wasting my time. I don't want to waste my time in unwholesome talk. I don't want to waste my time. My time is valuable. You got to guard your time. You got to guard your talents. You got to guard your treasures. And then give it to God and not to the world. Amen. Someone asks, is it a sin to get tattoo? Well, I don't like tattoos, but people get tattoo. And if that is to glorify God, then hey, get it. But if it's just for your own pleasure, just for your own sake, then don't get it. But is it a sin? I don't think it's a sin, but it's not recommended. Because God has created you, and he created your innermost being, he created your being, your physical. It's so beautiful. You're so beautiful already. You don't need the things of the world to satisfy you, to make you look more beautiful. No, you don't. You just need God. You need Jesus in your heart. He's the one that makes you beautiful from the inside out. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Yeah. Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but he came to save the world. He came to set you free. He came to give you life and life abundant. He came to show you the way, to show you how to live the life in honoring God, in a relationship with God. He came to show you the ultimate love that we don't deserve, but yet he still loves us. He came to give you a life that is just abundant, more than enough, more than you can imagine. He gave me this baby boy to be with us in the live stream so that we can grow together. Amen. Where are you guys from? Philadelphia. Rev Phil says, that's a wise answer. All glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tinker Bell says, amen. Thank you, precious Father. Amen. God is good. Living in faithfulness, the compound of life, living in faithfulness. Amen. Yeah, God is good. Chen Hui, hello. Is karate a sin? No, karate is not a sin. taekwondo, karate, you know, when you exercise, when you do it for God and glorify Him and say, I want to be healthy for Him. Because did you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? God wants you to take care of your body. God wants you to exercise. God wants you to be healthy. And He wants you to live a life that glorifies Him. And if you live a life glorifying Him, you will take care of your body. You'll take care of your mind. You'll take care of your soul. You'll take care of just your whole being so that you can give thanks and glory to Him in all things. And that you don't have to walk in the ways of man, but walk in the ways of God Himself. Because God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is good. He is amazing. He is wonderful. And He's the God that we serve and the God that we love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the baby is kind of doing some exercise right now. But we know that this baby, 7 weeks old today. Wow. 7 weeks old. And now he's gotten so much bigger, been healthier. And if you want to see how he was in day one, I've been live streaming with him since day one to be able to let him hear the word of the Lord. And also let you guys be a part of this journey because he is so good. So let me see if he's going to fart. One, two. Nah, he's good. All good. All glory to God. All things will he be used for his glory. Amen. Keep rocking, fan. God is good. Oregon, praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I really enjoyed today's live session. I thank you guys for joining me each and every day, and I praise God for you guys. May God bless you everywhere you go, and may you experience His promise, His blessings, His protection, His wisdom. May you receive His discernment in your life each and every day. And I'm so glad you're able to join me each and every day as we have this daily live stream. I'm so glad you're able to be a part of this story. This is going to be something that we try to do so long as we're living, so long as I have voice, so long to the very end of days. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. I know Jack Lewis, thank you, said, I am so excited typing because the Spirit of the Lord makes me want to share His word, for His name is so good. It is so good. And so we praise God. And God bless everyone. May you have a God blessed day, God blessed week. May you continue walking in His ways and be strong in Him. And may you be in Him everywhere you go, everything you do. Give it all to glory to God. Boast not in yourself, but in God Himself, and He will help you through all situations. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you. Panda out for now. God bless you. I love you guys. See you next time. Amen. Baby Pan says, bye-bye.